probably know, we usually record our podcast on a Sunday morning. It just happens to be the time where, A, we're both
here. I've got a babysitter.
Yeah.
Sorry, hubby.
And it works for us, and it's a bit of time and space for us just to think and get away and kind of think about some of the things that you want us to talk about. So today we're kind of going on a bit of a walk, actually, around a
park.
Around a park, and the sun's out today, which is it's good, actually. I've not got my shades on. I should be. I feel like this year the summer has been crap.
It's not summer yet, is it?
Well, kind of, but this time last year there was a heat wave, and like I have not been able to kind of get out and enjoy the sunshine.
That's when I have to get the chub rub out.
Oh, chub rub, God, that's a trip down. Wonder which episode it was that we talked about.
That was the very beginning, wasn't it? Chub rub. Oh God, you could apparently.
They're all blurring into one these episodes, aren't they? It feels like we've done so many.
We have. You could just use dry shampoo. So for anybody that gets a little bit of under boob rubbing, inner thigh rubbing, butt cheek rubbing, just a bit of dry shampoo will stop that.
Oh my God, you're like a fountain of
really
knowledge.
Stupid knowledge. Yeah. That's why my parents spent £120,000 on my education.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I went to private school from the age of 2.5.
Oh.
You wouldn't be able to tell, would you?
Well, no, actually. And I'm common as muck and went to state school and paid for all my own education.
Yeah, isn't it?
So whatever. We're such a weird combo. How are we friends?
I think that's why it works.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Like the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by your weird private school, married, met your sweetheart, got the kid life, and you're intrigued by my freedom.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well,
we
tick a lot
for
of boxes.
Do you want to go and stay with the kid and the hubby and see how it goes?
No.
Are we going in the playground, Claire? Should we go and sit on the swing?
Yeah. Do you think our arses can fit on
it? No, I take my child to this swing. I can't get my bum in it. Should we go sit on the bench?
Actually, this is quite a nice little park.
Isn't it?
For all of our dates that we've been on, Anna. So I think that's a bit of a tennis thing going on. And then there's a basketball. And then there's like a... Oh, it's a bit windy, though. There's a skate ramp where there's people with scooters on the skate ramp. Is that allowed?
Yeah.
That's cheating.
They're kids. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
This is where I spend a lot of my
little mini football. Look, we could even get a goal in that.
Couldn't we?
There's a nice little chute there as well.
Yeah. I think that's a bit of slide.
God. Yeah, I reckon we could potentially get our hips into that swing.
Yeah, but we
can't
kick a kid off. There's etiquette in playgrounds, babe.
Polite notice. What does it say?
No adults.
Anna and Claire must behave at all times.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Where are we actually going then?
I don't know. We can walk round.
All right, let's just walk then.
Just
keep walking.
We can come out of here and walk.
I've gone the wrong side now.
Okay. Okay.
You've got to be on this side.
Right, what are we talking about today? Black holes.
Black hole weekend, right? So, because one of the reasons that we decided to put out our podcast every Monday morning is quite often a lot of you say, you'll disappear into the ether on a Friday, Saturday night. Mm. We know that the booze comes out, the kebabs come out, the dominoes come out. And then before you know it, you're like, oh God, I've had all of my week's sins
plus
in a weekend. And I've now got to basically get through SP with 5 sins a day or something to weigh day. And that's a terrifying prospect. So we kind of wanted to talk about our experience of that. Yeah. But also maybe some of the ways that you can get better at preparing for that. Bless you.
Oh my goodness.
So was it last week or the week before? I was sneezing, now you are.
Yeah, oh, it's the pollen. So, can I be honest?
Can
I be honest?
Are you anything else? Ever?
No. As a Slimming World consultant, I always get really worried about members when I hear them say, do you know, I'm just going to have the weekend, I'm just going to have this meal, I'm just going to do this and then I'll get back on plan, or I'm not going to worry about that and I just want it and I'm just going to have it and, you know, what happens on weigh day doesn't matter. I have tried to beat the plan a million blinking times, right, and not succeeded. So if you're in a headspace where you are having a day, a couple of days, a meal, where you are disembarking from food optimizing and almost going on a binge, I think you've got to really recognise that that's an alarm bell ringing in your head, that you are on a diet and not on a lifestyle plan.
That's true.
Because you won't get to where you want to be and you'll end up being super frustrated. So I, as a slimmer, used to be like, why aren't I losing 4 and 5, 6 pounds in a week? Why aren't I losing 3 pounds in a week? It's because I was going hell for leather on the day I'd get weighed and thinking it would have no impact. doing 160, 180 sins and thinking it was inconsequential, or not counting things, or going one meal won't matter. Let me put this in perspective. If you ate two crackers with a slither of butter, a piece of cheese, and a little bit of pickle on every night for a year, you'd gain a stone. Isn't that crazy?
Let's just take that in again, because I know I've heard you say this a couple of times, and it did. I was driving today, and I was like thinking about this. So someone is doing the how many calories is it for a woman typically?
2,000.
Right. So you're having your 2,000 calories. So you're staying.
So that would maintain your weight.
Yes.
But you then go on top of that 2,000 calories, and you have two crackers with a tiny bit of butter, a piece of cheese, and a spoonful of pickle. That would be an extra 500 calories a day that would make you gain a stone in a year.
Wow. So that's how easy it is.
Yeah. So to gain 1 pound in weight, you just have to overeat by 3,500 calories. So I think people feel like it won't have an impact because it's not that much.
Just these little things here and there.
And that's when you come in and you get so frustrated and so fed up, because you think, oh God, well, I only had that meal. I only went out for a few drinks. Oh, but I only had a KFC. It will impact you, because the thing that you're doing with free food and food optimizing is you're filling up so much, and it's such a generous calorie program that you then go and add in these days and days or nights of extra sins, you're not going to get a weight loss.
So it's something that you said the other week, actually, that most of us are probably on point with our meals.
Yeah.
It's the other bits that are probably kind of sabotaging us. And there was a lady sat next to me in group who, it dawned on her that she always had a pack of Mentos in her bag and boiled sweets, and she'd just kind of pop one of those in her mouth every couple of hours.
Yeah.
And so without realizing, maybe that is a good 8 to 10 sins every single day.
Yeah.
And then no matter how hard you work on your meals, you're throwing it away.
I think another thing that people don't recognise is things like milk. You know, only had two lattes today. Yeah, but if you've gone for the full fat one and a big one, how much is that going to take you over? So I think it's being aware of what you're doing, but also why you're doing it. So for me, I was cross. I didn't want to have to lose weight. I wanted to eat cake and KFC and Snickers whenever I wanted them and not have to think about it.
Or you'll be like, oh, it'll be fine, I'll make up for it later.
Oh God, I've always told you about the chicken and melon chase. So I used to think that melon wipes vodka out. So if for all the vodka I drank, if I suddenly went and ate lots of melon, it would be all right. So why are you trying to do it is a really important spot. Am I trying to live this life that's not sustainable? Am I not ready to embrace change? Because it was the moment I embraced that I had to change that it became easy.
So it's like if we're doing these black hole weekends, it's almost like we've got one foot in our old life and one foot in our new life.
Yeah.
And we're not fully jumping into that new life.
We want the old, well, we're not jumping into it really.
You want your cake and eat it.
Yeah, and someone said that to me the other day, and I just want to be thin and be able to eat whatever I want. Are we walking under it? I'm really sorry, but it's not going to happen.
We're going to limbo now.
Are we?
Let's limbo underneath a goalpost.
I've got a bad
time. Yeah, no, we did it.
We actually just did limbo, and I haven't got a belt on my jeans, and my big knickers are coming
out. Oh, don't. My jeans, I do need to buy some
new
jeans.
We need to go shopping,
jeans.
Don't we? Should we go and get a personal shopper?
That could be an episode in itself.
Oh my God, we're going to do it.
Right. Black hole weekend. Come back.
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
I'm in white Converse in the mud.
It's not mud. It's grass and there's daisies everywhere.
But I've got white Converse on.
Oh, for goodness me. The Jews will be cleaning them with all the dog poo on them or something.
There's no dog poo. There's not going near dog poo.
Jesus. I've got my leopard shoes on for you. And my little leopard stripe on my jeans.
And
I've got my leopard hairband.
Right, should we get back to black holes?
Okay, so I weigh on a Saturday at 8 a.m, as you know.
Yep.
And quite often, I recognise when I started going back to doing my food diary, that Saturday would be the day where I'd easily throw away about 50 sins.
Yeah.
It's that kind of weigh day, treat day.
You were counting, Claire.
Well, I think I very quickly realised that I had to be honest with how many sins was I truly having.
Yeah.
And then you can start to kind of circle and think, well, which times of the day are my weak points, and how can I put in a plan to protect myself?
You
have to be honest, don't you?
And I think you have to be honest and acknowledge, what is it I want? What really, really matters? So, like, for me, I could get rid of the chocolate and the wine. but pizza was something I really loved. But I had to get used to it not being a full pizza anymore. Two slices of pizza, slim more chips and a big salad, I could food optimise. Or making my own pizza and stuff like that. So I think it's really going and having a look. What's a priority to keep? What's an okay thing to lose? And what are you going to do? Like small swaps like KFC. Oh, bloody love the stuff. So now I can have a rice box with crispy chicken for 11 zins. Mm. I can still KFC it, but not go and spend 76 zins.
Yeah, do you know what? I actually went and had a McDonald's McFlurry the other day because I had some zins and I thought, I just need to get out the house. I've been in the house for like 2 days and I thought, I need to get out and I've got some zins. Let's do it.
Do you know, I was trying to get Daisy to sleep last night. I hadn't had any zins all day. She was driving me mental. I pulled into a McDonald's drive-thru, spent 11 zins on a McDonald's apple pie. Mm. Pure joy. Pure joy. But that was worth the 11 zins, kept count of it. I think it's when we just go nuts and we go, it won't matter. Darling, it will matter. And a lot of people say to me, I've done nothing different because I've always done it. Now, when you first start out, you can get weight loss just by change.
So the jelly.
Yeah. And I think it's knowing
concrete
that...
versus jelly. Mm.
I think it's just knowing that there's only so far a change will take you. And if you've never fully embraced food optimising, you'll get to a point where you just can't shift the weight. And it's not because you're doing anything different, but it's because you're not counting the sins. And you have to ask yourself why. I had a lady say to me a few months ago, because I don't want to know, because it will put me off. And I totally get that. I never wanted to know that Big Mac was nearly 25 sins. Do you know what I mean? Because I like them. And Snickers being 12 and a half, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's where I know we've talked about the SAS, not yes. SOS. Slimmers SAS. Against Sabotage, which the template is on the website, but you can get from your consultant as well. And when I did that, the tick boxes for me were... that a lot of my sins were unplanned,
yes,
and that I was recording them later in the day. I wasn't actually looking up the sins before, I was putting it in my mouth.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, it's probably about 5 sins. Oh God, it's 12.
Yeah.
Which is a terrifying prospect.
Yeah, and I don't know for you, but my most enjoyable sins is when I really, really, really want it and I've planned it in. I love Belgian buns, really do. I dream of them.
With and, icing on.
Oh, and the cherry, the glacé cherry at the top. sorry, went into a different space. But having one of those in control...
You went into like a bit like a flake advert
oh
voice then.
Oh my God.
It's chocolate and Belgian.
But it's knowing that you can enjoy it in control. So that's why I always like knowledge is power. And what can you swap to? How can you free feed it? Because if you're trying to use these sins for appetite, you know, feeding, then you're not going to get anywhere.
Well, so quite openly, my thing is I do have a sweet tooth. Oh, and one of the people who I know listens to this podcast, actually, and has sent us a message, is Slim and Will Pudding Queen.
Do you know what? I just love
Donna, who's in York.
Donna is amazing. I love the way you chop the ice cream in half.
And do you know
and
what?
And the spoons.
It makes me... It's got me back... Seeing her post got me back to being excited about... what possibilities there are. And that
that's what
it's
I love
not
that,
like
Donna.
An either or. Like, yeah. Actually, I can... have these sweet things. I can get excited. So, you know, like just making like a Slimming World version of tiramisu or a Slimming World cheesecake. Or I went out and bought some Knickerbocker Glory glasses as a result of seeing some of Donna's posts last summer.
Sorry, I'm doing all these oohs and ahs.
And it just got me excited, you know, getting Choc Shot, getting the little tub of Smarties, getting the low sin ice cream. And and I kind of like put the Choc Shot around the outside and made these sundaes and then stuck them in the freezer when I got home after my tea, I knew I had a Knickerbocker Glory to get excited about. And that's how, for me, I got through a lot of those binges, the treat mentality at the weekend.
I'm asking Claire Schultz to go and sit under a tree with me. Is that in a bush?
I
is that actually in a bush?
You're asking me to go in the bushes.
Do you know what was the thing that really got me through? 12 sins, I think it is, or maybe 14. The chocolate brownies, fibre one.
Oh, yeah.
And then a Milky Way mousse frozen in the middle.
Ooh.
But it's those things. It's finding joy.
You have to get excited.
Oh, you do. Like, for me, one of the best things is a Slimming World pizza made out of a wrap with loads of chips or taco fries. Have you tried
She's
them?
So easily pleased.
Oh, my God. I really...
I can see why you're easy to be married to.
Can you see, like, this is why I've been with Phil since I was 19. Just give me some fake pizza and some chips and I'm happy. I'm not going to cause you any problems. Do you know what I mean? That's the way to my heart.
So the thing... with the weekend, right, one of the ways I think I started to rethink about this is that you get weighed every 7 days. There are 21 meals in 7 days.
Or if you're like me, 364 meals I eat constantly.
Okay. Normal people.
I think the average person eats more
six,
than three.
That's six meals on a Saturday and Sunday. Let's throw in Friday night.
Okay.
Seven meals, okay? So seven meals, and that's only a third of your week.
But it's a third of your week that could end your weight loss, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I know we're going to do an episode about how to broach holidays in a few weeks. One of our listeners, Limona's, asked us to look at this. And I think it's that kind of same thing of, okay, so I want my evenings. I know for me, my evenings is where I prefer my treat.
Right.
So maybe that means that for my at the weekends, my breakfast Saturday and Sunday have to be absolutely on point with zero sins.
Yep.
So what could I do to have a zero sin
breakfast?
There's so many things, but it's kind of looking ahead of that, isn't it? And and this idea that, well, I'm going out on Saturday night, so that means that it's game over for the whole week.
Totally.
Doesn't have to be that way.
Can I just say, I'm so inspired. We're in a park and there must be a lady. Would you say she's in her late 60s? And she's
No.
Okay. Well, she's...
I wouldn't say she's that old.
Okay. Early 60s.
She's running. She's
clearly
not running.
Doing couch to 5K. She's really inspiring me because she's keeping going.
She's probably looking at us thinking, hey, look at those weirdos walking around in circles.
But I'm really like
it's
loving this
big park.
No, it's not
it?
Really. She's really inspired me. Sorry. Anyway, we digress. I think it is about knowing where can I absolutely nail the food optimising and make every meal count. So is it a Slim and Wild brunch, you know, homemade hash browns, a Slim and Wild sausage, beans, mushrooms, onions, your healthy extra bee toast or whatever you want to do so that you're loving every meal you eat. Because there's nothing worse than, you know, being bored, is there? Because that's going to trigger you.
Yeah, or, you know, if you are going out and having a mad one on a Friday, Saturday night, quite often, like, you'll get the munchies when you come back because that the booze opens the gateway. And, like, yeah, whilst we don't go out and get smashed on Friday, Saturday nights, we've been there. And we know, like, what that means. So chips, cheese and mayonnaise was basically, like, a staple for me I was drunk.
Whenever
I
had cheese.
Ridiculous. Like, it's just not even worth knowing, is it? I don't even want to look at how many sins that was. Because it's never 40 grams of, like, reduced fat cheese, is it? Even though we might log it as that, as our food diary. Ball poo, is it?
And potatoes are free. It's fine. I food optimised that meal. Mayonnaise is made with eggs.
Yeah.
It was all free. Yeah.
Break it down, people.
I think it's got...
But you've got to... It's like, actually, I think when I was doing some work and I was drinking, it's like, okay, so maybe I can make my own little version of a kebab, or I can have something kind of stodgy ready so that when I am tired and I'm on that sugar low in the morning, I've got it ready.
I always used to have like a Slim and Wild breakfast that I'd cook that just had to be warmed up, or make my own burgers or a big pasta dish like a spag bol or a cottage pie, because when you're like hungover and you don't want to be cooking. Also, you know, knowing that, have you prepped for the rest of the week? Because if you are, your weekends
you're
are difficult. Have you got Monday's dinner done? Have you got your lunch for work? Where's your speed food with your breakfast? I think it's just really, really forward planning. Planning is really boring.
Well, can I just say, this all sounds great.
The
saying
pool lake.
That is a polite way of putting it.
But we have to acknowledge that. It's a pool lake. It's really annoying. It's frustrating. But you get to lose weight. I never told you it was going to be easy.
Well,
I never told you
question.
You were going to like it.
What do you want more?
Yeah, and I think I say that to my new members. There's going to be points in this where you're going to hate me and you're going to hate Slim and Wild. And that's okay, because I'm going to get you to lose weight. And I think it's really important that you acknowledge that. When I had Daisy, I really learned that you had to plan within an inch of your life. And actually, it makes it so much easier when you've just got everything there. Because as a baby, can't leave it to chance. Go, I've got no milk in. Oh, she's going to starve. I've got no nappies. Do you know what I mean? So I think... It taught me very quickly, if I haven't got a good plan, I'm falling flat on my face.
Yeah, and actually, even with someone without a kid, when I go out and work on the road, when I work night shifts, at night shifts, there isn't any canteen open.
She's a journalist, by the way. She's not working on the road. She's not a road worker or a lady of the night.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
Is that the guys you've been going under for the last few years, and actually your name is Clarella?
Yeah. But it does make me think a little bit more. You do the planning thing is essential, isn't it?
She's taking me in the kids' playground,
come on,
aren't you?
Like, the kid's gone now. Should we see if we can fit our hips on those swings?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
We can. Oh, look.
Right, we're walking through the gate now. There's only one mum and a daughter.
I'm always on this slide here.
Can you go down? There's one that's considerably wider.
No, I can get down this. This is one of my motivations. No, it's wet.
Do you want me to go down? Goodness sake, you're soaked anyway. I'm holding your phone. Right, she's climbing up the steps. I'm going to do some commentary, live commentary of Anna going down the slide. It's not that wet.
I normally have my two-year-old with me when I'm doing it. Oh my God, it is wet.
It was quite wet.
Oh my God, I could win us because of you.
Right, okay, there's two different types of seats here.
One's for a baby.
One that I can't even fit my thigh in.
That was the first swing Daisy ever went on.
Was it? I'm just going to take my bag off. How am I going to do this? Not quite sure how we...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, actually.
Can you really?
I'm swinging.
Oh my God, swings are so much fun.
I can really fit my hips in this.
Look, our bums are in these swings.
You've actually got really wet bum.
You've got blue
jeans and you've got a really wet bum.
I look like I've weed myself.
Now that child, she's got knee pads. Is it that dangerous what we're doing here?
I need that for my little girl. Yeah. Oh, Daisy gets cut all the time in the park.
Really?
Yeah. It's a dangerous occupation. Am I swinging too high?
No, I can swing higher than you.
Oh my God, are you ready for a
race? I've only got one hand though, because I've got to hold the recorder.
Don't let that hold you back, love.
Oh dear. Right, so, I mean, who'd have thought that 6 months ago, I'd ever be spending a Sunday morning
in a park
in Gatley with Anna Mangan.
But Claire, I'm moving.
I just mean, you know, every time you have those moments in your life where you're like, how did I end up here?
Yeah.
Swinging.
Oh my God, this is such good exercise, swinging.
I feel a bit sick.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I'm loving it.
Right, so what were we talking about? Because frankly, it's 22 minutes in and
black
hole weekends.
I think where we're at is, if you're feeling like you're, maybe need to stop swinging, don't I? If you're feeling like you're slipping into that place where old habits are going, or you haven't quite invested in making new habits, you've got to be honest about why you're doing it and what danger it could have. But then finding what you could love about food optimising so you don't need to go down that route. Because have you ever thought the power of food optimising? Free food, everything's unlimited. Nothing is forbidden. You could go and have a burger, a pizza, a kebab, all of that stuff. You could have a Chinese. You just can't ring Just Eat for it. Do you know what I mean?
Or you can, and you know what cost it is.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
Yeah, totally. You could still go for a curry. You could still go for a McDonald's. But I think it's just those warning signals. If those things keep repeating themselves, you're not making new grooves. You're letting the old ones slide back.
I like that thought of, but why do you want to do that?
Yeah.
What are you kind of...
missing.
Yeah. Or what are you trying to stuff, to hide, to avoid?
Yeah.
It comes back to, like, you know, one of our early episodes the other week of... that kind of the loneliness, the visualization, the reasons why we do what we do, and really challenging and putting a stop before we do things to say, okay, but what if I don't do this? And actually, why do I need to do this? What am I lacking?
Yeah. Totally. I think we're about to get kicked off the swings.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, we'll take a quick picture and put it on the Insta then.
Yes.
But whatever you're up to, I think we're doing a listener's question episode very soon. So do make sure that you get your messages in. I didn't even smile. Look how... she took a picture of me and I like barely even got my eyes open.
I look about 12.
Yeah. Okay. Slimandworldpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I look so tired. And Instagram, we are at slimandworldpodcast. Come and connect with us. Come and share your thoughts. Come and share your pictures as well. And we love sharing the good news that you have. If you're getting awards, if you're getting club tens, if you're out there doing body magic, smashing goals that you've never done before, then do come out and reach out to us as well. Have a great week. Whatever you're up to, enjoy that sunshine.
Bye.